know, I think I am a great leader. I think if you ask any of my teammates that are here that play with me at Oklahoma, you know, they'll tell you that I was one of the leaders on our team at Oklahoma. You know, I can be vocal. I think a lot of people question that. You know, they don't see our practices. They don't see what I do in the locker room. You know, I am vocal. I'll get after guys when I need to. You know, I also like to lead by example. You know, that's something I believe in. You know, if you don't practice what you preach, no one's going to follow you. So, you know, I believe I have all the different leadership styles that you need to be a good leader.
Leadership is a tough word. It's hard to talk about. You know, a lot of guys can say things about it, but, you know, can't back it up. For me, you know, I was fortunate enough. God gave me the ability and the opportunity to play for 4 years at the University of Texas, which was a dream for me. And I learned a lot of lessons on leadership through that 4 years. You know, my freshman year, I stood in the huddle with five guys who had just won a national championship and just played with Vince Young. And you can imagine what that's like in spring ball trying to call the play in front of them. And they're like, I'm not listening to you, dude. You're a freshman. So overcoming that and getting to the point where I am today, a lot of leadership lessons learned and you know, a lot of lessons that will carry on into the NFL.
Along the way, from Pop Warner to high school to college, there's been a lot of times I've had to overcome things. And, you know, that's one of the great parts of sports is overcoming obstacles and barriers and hurdles along the way. And, you know, in high school, they said I couldn't be a quarterback. And we've come a long way since then. You know, I'm just excited about it, excited about the opportunities and all the blessings in my life, and just trying to handle as best I can.
I think I'm ready. That's one of the reasons why I went to Notre Dame, was to best replicate what it was going to be like playing, you know, big-time football in the NFL as a rookie. You know, there's obviously been history showing that, you know, a lot of quarterbacks that come into the rookie season in the NFL have struggled, and, you know, I kind of went through that at Notre Dame, you know, struggled my first year, got a little better my second year, and, you know, made a drastic change my junior year in college.
You got to make plays on the field before you open your mouth. You know, you can't go in there barking orders to guys that have been there a few years when, you know, you haven't even stepped on the field. So I think it's important for them to see your work ethic, the way, your mentality, your approach to the game, and then you got to produce a little bit on the field.
You know, I don't really know. I don't really know what the team that drafts me wants to do with me. I don't really know what their plan would be for me, with me. So I think it's understanding those coaches. It's understanding what they want to do with me. And then it's developing a plan for what we want to do. And so that, you know, I'll do whatever it takes. And so that I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, probably patience will be part of it. That's part of everything in life, you know. But I don't know exactly what that means.
If you go back and look at my freshman and sophomore year, we were about 30% underneath the center. So it's not foreign to me at all. I realize that's something that I really need to work on because the last 2 years we didn't spend that much time underneath the center. We probably were 3 or 4 or 5 times a game underneath. We ran some play action out of it, but that's about it because we played to our personnel. We played to what we had, and we made it work. We won a lot of games. But playing underneath the center is not foreign to me. I am working on it. You know, the good thing with my shoulder, after the game for about 3 weeks, I wasn't able to throw. So I committed myself to working on my feet, working on my drops, working on my play action drops. And, you know, my feet are going to be perfectly fine.
You know, I think people, you know, get this misconception that if you play in a spread, if you play in the shotgun, you don't know how to take a drop. You know, it just shortens your drop. When you're in the gun, you still take a 3-step drop. You know, when we were at Oklahoma at practice every day, our first drops were under center. Our coach made us take drops under center. You know, if we threw 2 out routes, the first one was under center, the second one was in the gun. So, you know, I'm very comfortable with throwing under center. It's something I've done, you know, since I've been in college, you know, going back to high school. It's nothing new to me. I feel very comfortable under center.
I would say some of my strengths are, you know, taking care of the football, my accuracy, you know, playing under center in a pro-style offense under Coach Weiss for the past 3 years, my durability, playing when I'm hurt, and, you know, bringing my team back in the fourth quarter to win games. I think those are some of the things that are my biggest strengths.
You know, one of my greatest strengths is when it's uncomfortable in the pocket, when you have to make a play, when something's going on. There's a lot of guys that can get back there and sling the ball, throw it around when you're just in shorts and T-shirts and look pretty. When it's uncomfortable, when you have to make a play, I feel like that's one of my greatest strengths.
There's a lot of guys from the MAC that have experience. They've been able to play more than 1 or 2 years. And, you know, they're in offenses that allow them to throw the ball around a little bit. So those are probably the biggest reasons for, you know, quarterbacks coming out of the MAC conference to have success.
You know, I think everyone dreams about being number one. You know, I know through this process, you know, I'm preparing myself. You know, I'm going to show those teams everything I have, but, you know, it's not up to me at the end of the day. It's up to them. So I'm really not worried about what I can't control.
Do you feel like you're the best quarterback in the draft?
You know, to be honest, I haven't seen all the quarterbacks play. You know, I'm not going to compare myself to them. You know, I know that I am a good player. I have confidence in my ability. And, you know, I feel like when teams see me throw on the 25th, you know, they'll really see what they're getting.
I set huge expectations for myself. I definitely see myself up there. You know, for me, I'm not worried about what people say, what people think about me. I did my absolute best in college. I played for 4 years. I started 53 games in a row. And so I don't know what more anybody can ask from me. You know, my height's a knock. It is. You know, 6'1 and a quarter. That's what God gave me. I'm going to use it the best I can.
I don't know, you know, where I'll go. I don't know what's going to happen. I know that wherever I go and whoever drafts me, they will have a kid who's going to give everything to that organization, to that franchise, and someone that's going to leave everything on the field every day when I go to work. And that's what I'm going to focus on. And my dream is to be a quarterback, and I'm going to pursue that as much as I can.